Welcome to Money Matters, the podcast that focuses on how to use the money you have, make the money you need, and save the money you want. Now, here is your host, Ms. Kim Chapman.
Welcome to a new edition of Money Matters. I am your host, Kim Chapman. If you've ever wondered about diving into cryptocurrency market, or if you're looking to sharpen your existing knowledge, this is the episode for you. Join me on this journey as we uncover the secrets of building wealth in this digital age. My guest today is Mr. Jamar James. Jamar is a well-known trader and cryptocurrency influencer, known for identifying trading and cryptocurrency trends before they even happen. He's got a nickname, the DCG Trading Mastermind. Welcome, James. How are you today?
Awesome. Thank you for having me. It is a fabulous month and year in the markets.
Well, I'm ready to learn all about it. So before we get started with all the crypto language, just give us a little information about you, your background, and how you get to be this digital mastermind.
Well, you know, I've been in the crypto markets since 2016. My background is in computer science. Graduated from Long Beach State computer science degree back in many moons ago, 2002. I started off as a developer, and you know, I got into that space technology, and it updates every six months to a year. You know, you have to continue to learn your skills and update. And I got into trading back in 2009 after, I guess, the banking crisis. And that was about the same time that Bitcoin, you know, came on the scene, the white paper of Bitcoin in 2009. And it was something that, you know, it was virtual money. No one really took it serious. Not a lot of people took it serious back then. And it was really technology. And so I got into crypto through the blockchain. You know, it first started off as mining. It wasn't really a asset to trade. It was more of a long-term investment and hold. But through that experience of learning how to trade, I really fell into the crypto community. And the community is something of, I like to call them tech misfits, you know, the cryptocurrency, because it's really a mix of finance and technology. And so on the technology side, I was intrigued on the blockchain. And, you know, that's the same time social media started taking off and we started seeing a change in culture. And these meetup groups would go and they would talk about how, you know, the economy, the money is changing, how we're going digital, a cashless society. And so that's really what attracted me, was an alternative to the dollar. And, you know, being a part of the community and also in the trading community, it is also I call it an alternative lifestyle. You know, traders are a different breed of people. They don't want to, you want to minimize your time working. And so that's what the trading offers, is minimum time working. You can make a lot of money in a short amount of time. You also can lose. And, you know, I was attracted to both spaces, the trading and the cryptocurrency. And that's how I really got into crypto. And in 2016, I was working with hedge funds and prop firms. And I seen a lot of traders start going off on their own. And they started trading more crypto. And so trading crypto became a lot more popular around 2015 and 16. And a lot of people that was trading traditional markets, they started digging into it. And it wasn't really to accumulate for me. It was really just a trading asset, no different than gold, oil. You know, we treated it as an opportunity to have volatility. And that's really where the mastermind came in, is that, you know, there wasn't a place you can learn crypto. So, you know, creating the mastermind was a idea to bring people together that wanted to learn how to trade and also talk crypto, and also meet up in person. So I created the DCG Mastermind for traders, you know, for people that wanted to learn how to trade. Also, as a spinoff of the cryptocurrency community, it was so much information and misinformation that we wanted to create a real environment that people can come together and learn. And that is kind of took off in 2017. The crypto blew up. It went to 20,000 from, I think, 600 started the year off. And at that point, a lot of millionaires and a lot of wealth was created in that year. And that was kind of the flagship year for crypto, to say that, hey, we're here. And the volatility and the assets start being looked at more seriously.
So you talk about living off of cryptocurrency. What does that look like?
So when people look at cryptocurrency, you have to look at it as, you know, just a different currencies. When you go to Mexico, you live off of pesos. You go to Japan, it's yen. When you're in Russia, it's rubles. You know, so every government in every country has their own currency. Well, cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, is kind of for the people. It's not owned and centralized by a government. It is actually traded amongst people. So to live off cryptocurrency, you know, it is with like-minded people. You know, if you're in Mexico, you're going to use pesos. If you're in Japan, you're going to use yen. If you're in a crypto community, you have Bitcoin. And so living off of it, it is alternative to banks, right? Banks is a centralized place where you put your money in, and if you've ever been audited by the IRS, they can send them a letter and say, hey, freeze their assets, right? On cryptocurrency and Bitcoin, no one can freeze your assets. They can't freeze your wallet. So, you know, they have the freedom to choose to say, hey, you know, I'm gonna have a bank account, but also gonna have crypto, and now I have my own bank. And so we have this term, becoming your own bank. It is the idea that we all can be our own bank. So when you have Bitcoin, you can be your own bank, and you can transfer it just like you transfer if you had $1 million in pesos. It's an exchange.
So are there any tools like debit cards or credit cards that are associated with cryptocurrency?
There's crypto.com. It's one of the main, you know, issuers in the United States that are, it's still centralized. So any kind of Visa or MasterCard, there's plenty of ways to move crypto to a Visa or MasterCard. But Bitcoin is designed to be peer-to-peer.
Okay.
So your wallet, you know, from peer-to-peer, from my wallet to your wallet, we cut out the middleman. But when you use Visa or MasterCard, you put in a middleman there, and they'll take transactions out and fees to use their platform. So that's normal. Okay. In America.
All right. How secure would you say is cryptocurrency?
I think it's the most secure currency that you can have, but it's also your process. So if I had $1 million in my house and I had it laying around, I should have that room locked. Or,
absolutely.
You know, right? And so the same thing with crypto is that no one can get access to your crypto unless you allow them to have access to your private key, to your wallet. And, you know, it's as secure as your process. No one's going to guess, and it's cryptic, right? Cryptocurrency is cryptic. It hasn't been broken into, but once someone has your private key, it becomes no different than you leaving your username and login for your bank account on your computer.
So what type of dangers or scams, you know, exist in the crypto world? Like you said, you know, somebody gets a hold to your key, but I would imagine right. That's just regular negligence on the key holder's part. But, you know, what are some things that are really maybe beyond that person's control? What type of scams or dangers exist?
To me, I believe that everything is in the person's control, you know, and there are so many scams in crypto because people have been programmed and you know, raised to trust someone else with their funds. In crypto, we don't trust anyone to have our funds. You don't want to buy into an MLM. You don't want to buy into, you know, someone to manage your money. The whole idea of Bitcoin is that you own your wallet, right? So some of the scams that are floating around, email phishing that, hey, you know, connect your wallet. You know, we want to give you a raffle. They go in and you hit the link and it actually tries to recover your private key. Once someone has your private key on crypto, they can access it from anywhere. So you have to guard your private key from anywhere, and I've seen people get scammed in telegrams. It's like, oh, we'll help you troubleshoot your wallet. And then they'll go in and tell them to click this button and show this barcode, which shows them their private key. So it's really, you know, it's supposed to be trustless security. You know, you don't have to trust anyone else to help you, but you have to be educated to protect yourself from scams. There's so many scams out there, right? There's platforms that say they'll trade for you. There's financial traders that say, hey, we'll trade your money for you. To me, those are all scams when it comes to crypto.
Are there any insurances similar to like FDIC and NCUA that are available for cryptocurrency holders?
No. There's no insurance that's going to reimburse you if you make a mistake in crypto.
Not what I wanted to hear. So what type of businesses or services accept cryptocurrency as a payment universally?
I believe there's a huge amount of adoption going on. But right now you have PayPal, you have Venmo, you have Stripe, right? You have all these centralized payment processors that accept crypto, right? And they also convert it for you for a fee. Anywhere that accepts MasterCard and Visa, they accept crypto, right? Because you can move crypto onto a Visa or a MasterCard. So it's like asking, you know, if I had $1 million in yen, I went to Japan, someone gave me $1 million, who accepts the yen in the United States? Well, you normally just convert it, right? From the yen, you go to a currency exchange, you go to the airport, and you convert the yen to dollars. It's no difference than, you know, with Bitcoin. You just convert it right there on your phone from Bitcoin to dollars, and everyone accepts it.
Oh, wow. Okay. So how will living off of cryptocurrency affect consumer relationships with financial institutions such as, you know, of course, we're a credit union. So how will, what right. type of impact will that have?
I think it's going to have a huge impact in the future of money, the future of trading. Why is it going to have a huge impact? Because platforms and decentralized finance is offering, you know, 12 to 20% on your funds. So keeping it in a bank and having the bank give you 1% or 2% a year, you know, maybe 4%, you know, it's going to make it more competitive where a person will say, hey, why would I keep money in a bank making 2% when I can keep it over here and make 10 to 20%. You look at, you know, even for me, it's like, if I like Starbucks, right? I'm just gonna give you how the world is moving. If I like Starbucks and they're saying, hey, if you keep $10,000 over here on Starbucks, you'll get a free coffee every day. Well, to me, that's $5 a day that I'm getting in rewards or Starbucks rewards, where my bank is giving me what? Charge me $2 every time I want to pull out money, 50 cents when I want to do a debit card transaction. They're actually charging me to use my own money, whereas other companies, private institutions, they're rewarding me with more to have it over there. So I think in the future, you'll have Amazon, you'll have Walmart, you'll have, you know, Starbucks. They're changing banking right now. And so when you look at crypto, if you loan your money out on a crypto platform and just say, hey, here's liquidity, you know, you can earn up to 100% on your funds because they give you rewards on fees. So as that platform is being used, you can actually make money by storing it somewhere else.
Wow. So how do you help consumers transition into cryptocurrency? I'm sure you didn't earn the mastermind title for nothing.
Right. So, you know, we're like-minded individuals. We believe that we can do everything a bank can do. But we also know that we live in America and cash is not going anywhere. And so there's an alternative that I can keep half my assets in the banking system and I can keep another half in crypto. And I'll actually make more money in crypto with the mass adoption. So we really exchange information. We mastermind. You know, there's new things that are coming out. Like, for instance, if I didn't have a bank account, I don't need to put my money in a bank. They're like, well, how would you get it without having a debit card? You know, you can actually convert your crypto like MoneyGram. It's integrated with crypto. So I can actually send my crypto to MoneyGram. Then I can walk in the store and pick it up in cash, right? And so it's like, well, I've just converted. I just had a transaction without a bank, without a debit card. And all I had was crypto. And I can go anywhere in the world and do that same thing.
Wow. So if I'm brand new to cryptocurrency, right? Somebody's out there listening. They wanted to kind of dabble in it, learn a little bit more information. Where do they begin?
I say first, just saying, hey, here's your first step. You get into crypto, be in community. Don't trust one person, right? Join a community of people where this way you can validate and verify the information that you're getting. That is a big part of being in the space, is not getting your information from one source. So that's why we mastermind. I have a site that's joindcg.com. They can actually take the 7-day challenge, which is like, what's the first step? Just getting crypto, getting a wallet on your phone and start with $5, start with $1. It doesn't matter how much you start with because the process is the same, whether you start with $1 or 10,000. So once you go through the process one time in the 7 steps, you know, you will be crypto ready.
So how has cryptocurrency changed your life?
I think it's given me freedom to, you know, make as much money, to be as global minded. You know, I don't feel that I'm centralized. I understand decentralized finance. I became empowered understanding that, hey, just say I die tomorrow. and my money is in the bank. How will my family get it? Does it go through probate? Do they leave it if I didn't have a will? Or my wife, you know, if she has my private key, she just transfers, sends it to herself, and she has the funds, right? There's no probate. There's no middleman. So I feel empowered to own. Like, what happens if I have no banking? What happens if the economy crash? I feel I have an alternative. So I feel more secure and more safe in the world because I have crypto.
And you mentioned if she has that key, what happens if she doesn't have it?
She has it.
Good answer on both fronts.
Yeah, she has it.
So what resources would you recommend for consumers that want to learn more about cryptocurrency?
I mean, there is a ton of information on YouTube. There is a ton of information on the internet. But as you know, there's also misinformation. I say that, the most important thing is to get around genuine communities, right? There's plenty of communities just on Facebook, in live, but there's a lot of scammers out there, you know, and that's why I say validate and verify in a community where you can ask questions openly and you can start. And that's why I say, you know, I created a 7-step challenge just so guys can get in and they can start the process in an environment that's trustworthy, because nobody should ask you for your crypto. No one should help you create your wallet. That's something that you do because you want to protect your private key. I've seen people get help, and they got help by a scammer that wanted their private key. We're all about independence and protecting your information.
So can you tell us, give us a little bit more about that 7-step challenge? What does it involve?
So it's really just a 1-hour-a-day challenge. You know, the first day you get crypto, you get Bitcoin, because once you get Bitcoin on a phone, on an electrical device, you can send it amongst yourself. You can send it from your cell phone to your desktop to cell phone. And that is the first practice. The second is understanding what tokens are out there. You know, there's Bitcoin is the main cryptocurrency, just like the dollar is the main currency in the world, but there's other currencies. So then the second day, we educate you on the difference between tokens and coins and explain kind of like the blockchain. The third day, we teach you about trading and what trading tools you can use, like TradingView, CoinMarketCap. And then the fourth day, we teach you about reading news and events and calendars and places you can go to actually get help and meet people in person. And then the fifth step is about strategy. What's some of the strategies you can apply with crypto? You know, how do you trade it? How do you make money with it? And day six is securing your crypto, right? You know, protecting it. And then day seven, it is all about repeating the process, going through it, and now saying, hey, can you make money with crypto?
Wow. Sounds like you can really learn a lot just from doing that 7-day challenge. Who would you recommend take this challenge? Anybody that's wanting to learn about cryptocurrency? Do you have to have at least a little knowledge before going in?
No, it's anybody. And that's why I created a free challenge just to get guys in the process. Because once you have crypto, now you've established a wallet. So same thing. It was like, you know, when is a good time for your kid to have a bank account? You know, my kid has a bank account at 9 years. I started teaching them about money right away. When is it a good time for you or your kid to have crypto? It's like right away. If you have a cell phone, you have a bank in your hand.
Wow. And I know kids definitely understand money. I'd be curious to see how interested they are in learning that. But you've actually developed a course for colleges and universities. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. So actually, the 7-day challenge is an accredited course at colleges.
Okay.
So, you know, they have a test that can get credits for taking it. And it's the same free 7-day challenge that I've just given them, given you. But if you're actually in college and wanted to get credits, it's an elective credit that they can go through the 7-day challenge, pay for it at a university, and get credit on the finance side as an elective for going through the 7-step challenge.
Wow. What's next for cryptocurrency?
You know, I think mass adoption. You know, the Fed has switched over to a FedNow system where, you know, why does our wire take 3 days, or why do financial transactions take 2 and 3 days to get from one account to the next? Or we can send an email and text message. I think what's next for Bitcoin is integration in any place they send money. So PayPal, Venmo, Cash App, there's going to be more used globally, right? If you can't really get banking as a U.S. citizen outside the country as easy. But if you have crypto, you can go anywhere in the world and you can transact. And so that actually, one Bitcoin is one Bitcoin in the United States, is one Bitcoin in Africa. It is a global mass adoption that we're seeing places like El Salvador and in Europe. They're basically adopting crypto as one of their main currencies. So I think you're going to see more businesses accept crypto. You're going to see, you know, you go to a place like Japan and the vendor accepts Visa and crypto. And, you know, Switzerland, you know, that is the closest to the United States, you know, system. They're about 98% cashless society right now.
How long do you think it will be before cryptocurrency is as normal or standard as, you know, paper currency or even our digital world?
I think, you know, the government wants to tax it. So it's like, you know, they've hired, you know, 80,000 new IRS agents. I think as soon as they get it all regulated in the next 2 years, it will be a normal currency for each person to have. I mean, during COVID, they talked about having a digital wallet for everyone. If you start looking at the IRS website, they don't even, they call it wallets now, right? If you go to your supermarket, they don't call it telephone number, they call it digital ID, right? So they're transitioning right now as we speak into the blockchain. The IRS website, the, you know, super grocery stores, you know, Amazon, you have an Amazon wallet, you know, they're in process right now to transform the currency from bank accounts to wallets.
Well, it sounds like you've given a lot of good listeners the kind of like a dangling carrot with this 7-day challenge. So how can they find the 7-day challenge? How can they connect to you if they want to learn more?
Yeah. So my name is Jamar James. I'm on Facebook, Instagram with my name, Jamar James. DCG Mastermind is the mastermind group. It's a paid group. And then our free 7-day challenge is just joindcg.com, joindcg.com. And you can take the challenge from there. It's a course. It's all online. There's no barriers to entry.
Awesome.
And it's free.
Well, this is some good information. I think you're going to see a lot of traffic going to this 7-day challenge. So I want to thank you for joining us, and hopefully we'll have you back soon because it seems like cryptocurrency isn't going anywhere.
Not at all. And I'll be happy to come back, and thank you for having me.
All right. Thank you, Mr. James. Transitioning from regular currency into cryptocurrency is a significant step given the nuances, technologies, and financial strategies involved. If you're considering making this shift, it's crucial to be well prepared. Here are some tips to guide you through this transition. First, educate yourself. Understand the basics of blockchain technology and how cryptocurrencies work. You don't want to start off too fast. Start slowly. Consider beginning with a small portion of your savings or income in cryptocurrency. You just want to get a kind of feel for management. And then finally, secure your assets. Invest in a reputable hardware wallet if you plan to hold significant amounts of cryptocurrency. And finally, you can check out neighborsfcu.org/financial education to learn more on how to use the money you have, make the money you need, and save the money you want.